Stay safe on the roads with Rain-X Vision Beam Wiper Blades. Now at Menards. For over 40 years, Rain-X has provided drivers with products to outsmart the elements. Their Vision Beam Wiper Blades are easy to install and are designed to provide a smooth, streak-free wipe every time. Save big money on all Rain-X products now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Ash and JD, they're the host, talking real. They're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit. Get ready, because you won't want to quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys, from deep discussions to silly tales. The Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
How are we, everyone? Welcome back to the Real Talking Podcast with your host, Ash and JD. Now, Ash is actually back this week. He's still feeling a bit rough after having his head bummed off last week. Now, there has been a message asking how you are, because it was before I knew that you was ill, and all just says that you couldn't do the podcast last week because you'd been pegged too hard by the missus. And then it turned out you have been ill, which wasn't pegging related. But I mean, I don't know, actually. You haven't told me if it was pegging related.
It was definitely not pegging related. No way.
So if Ash is a little bit lacklustre on the enthusiasm side, it is because he is still a bit poorly.
Yeah.
And then, as I said on the little video, I would start off with the correspondence. We are still going to do that, but unfortunately I forgot the hotline at home, which is the missus' fault because she moved things around and it was on charge and I forgot it. So the hotline, we will definitely start off with your messages next week, the WhatsApps, and still send them in. No, appreciating it. 07470-488-096. There is a good couple of messages on there. Which again, because you haven't listened, mate. You didn't listen to Driving with JD.
I could have moved, mate.
It was only a short episode anyway. I was just briefing everyone on it. So I will start off with the emails that I've got. I can get them up on my phone. It's just the WhatsApps. They're on the hotline. So, as always, James he's coming at you. Because there was a bit of back and forth already on last week's episode.
Right.
He says, lads, United ended their own season. Because there was Leon WhatsApp. He says, funny how United ended Liverpool's season. Because of when we battered them in the FA Cup quarter final, it was the reason why Liverpool went downhill, really. He's just coming back at that, really. Don't worry about Liverpool. Driving with JD was your best episode. Only 10 minutes of you talking shit. Which was quite good for James, really. I think he must have sat on that for a couple of hours just thinking about it while he was crying into his Jurgen Klopp pillow still.
He's not wrong, is it?
Well, I mean, it was obviously a lot shorter than the couple of episodes that I did on my own. You know, you can go back and listen to them. I did Aunt Betty's taste testing their lagers on the one of them, which was like a Sunday roast one, apple crumble. I can't remember. You'd have to go back and listen to that. It was just before Christmas, if I remember rightly, as well. We don't have to talk about Liverpool again. I mean, United, I knew they were going to play poor against Crystal Palace anyway. all the injuries. Johnny Evans had failed a fitness test beforehand as well, yet still played. Casemiro's not centre back. I don't know what's going on with Wan-Bissaka, but yeah, we don't need to talk about how bad United have been. It's how bad Liverpool have been and bottled the Premier League title.
But Liverpool have had a better season, though.
Yeah, they've had a better season than United, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, because, you know, Man U should be beating Crystal Palace.
They should be.
No matter what. Well, yeah, yeah. I don't want you to... What's the word? I don't know what I'm looking for. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, there's still enough there to give... Not to get done over 4-0, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but there isn't, though.
No, but...
There should be.
They've spent enough to... It should be.
Again, so this spending argument,
I mean...
Because of Murta and that, the overspent on players. Martinez should have been 40 million, not nearly 60. Yeah, Anthony shouldn't have been...
Well, I think when most teams, especially Man U, the Chelsea, the Man City, Premier League team, the price inflates a little bit, don't they? Just because they know they'd be willing to pay.
Man City don't tend to overpay.
You're right there, actually.
I mean, again, it's hidden fees, but even though they got Erling Haaland for 50 million, I think his dad got something like 30 million.
Yeah, everyone got something again.
Yeah, Dortmund got more over. Overall, there was a lot of backhanders with that one anyway.
But all I was saying is Man, you should never go to Crystal Palace and get done over 4-0.
They shouldn't do,
Do you know what I mean? That's literally all.
Yeah, they shouldn't do. But as I say, with all the injuries and then, you know, the lack of enthusiasm by a lot of the squad as well.
Yeah.
Ericsson's legs are gone.
You know what it is? Because I feel because there's nothing to play for in terms of the Premier League now, because they're not going to get...
No, but there was playing for sixth.
Yeah, but what does sixth give you? Europa. Conference or Europa?
No, Europa League, yeah.
Oh, I mean, do they really want to be in that next season? I'm just saying.
Well, it's better than the conference and it's better than no European football. Because it's money, it's match day revenue and that's
no,
what
the
team
I get
needs.
The revenue aspect, but don't you think Man U need a season where they're probably just in one competition and just focused on that then Thursday, Sunday. But and just bash, especially with all these injuries.
Yeah, I'd like to think if we do finish in eighth, that again, it just depends on what to do with the manager and if they actually do get rid of a load of the players. You know, Dortmund want Sancho to stay, but is it going to be a loan or are they actually going to buy him? Greenwood, Rashford, is he going to go or not? Casemiro, he's finished. He's not good enough for the Premier League anymore. He had a great last season, but I think that's all he had in him was just one year for the Premier League. Varane's going. Anthony Martial's contract's ended.
I'm trying to think who's the last person Man U signed and who's been good consistently. Because Bruno Fernandes, but he's consistent, isn't he? I think Bruno Fernandes doesn't get in at Barcelona, Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, those kind of, he doesn't get into a top team. That's why he plays for Man U.
Yeah. I mean, we've gone over it before. When you haven't got the players playing well enough around you, that's why he's running around like a headless chicken, because he's trying to make up for the lack of effort with a lot of the rest of the squad.
I think sometimes just running around just choice, because then you can say, well, I've run further. I forgot the saying, it's a lot of nothing, because he's not doing anything just by running around like his chicken.
Yeah.
It just makes his running stats look better.
Yeah, I don't think he's bothered about his running stats. He genuinely is trying, but he lacks discipline. That's all. If he stayed where he was told to stay and played the way that he's told to, then it'd be a better performance. But no, he's running around, and as I say, he's trying to track back. He's getting the ball from the goalkeeper, and then he's trying to ping these 40-50 yard balls.
Yeah, they look good when they come off, and they ball they're down.
So yeah, it's just a lack of discipline for him.
I'm sorry, we have gone down like what we do, but obviously we was talking about football, and I was just thinking that Man U shouldn't get turned over.
Yeah, they shouldn't do, no.
I thought you were selling Man U a bit short there, Joe. Crystal Palace. No, Man U a bit short there.
Crystal Palace deserved the win, and it was obvious, again, you know, Arsenal on the weekend, half four kickoff, I believe it is.
Arsenal
on Sunday, yeah.
You're going to get done there as well. I mean, the FA Cup final.
Yeah, it's...
ain't going to be a good season, is it?
Nah, it's...
Never know, sorry. You never know, though, because Man U do turn up every now and again against Man City.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to, because it's almost like a lot of the team do play, like turn up against the top six, essentially. Mm. So I wouldn't be surprised if we got a result against Arsenal on Sunday. As hard as it is for me to say this, I'd want Arsenal to win because I want Arsenal to win the Premier League over Man City.
Either way, it's not a good situation for Man City fans because you're going to get Liverpool, City or Arsenal.
But Liverpool ain't going to win it. No chance.
Nah. But you know, like in terms of like who could have.
Yeah.
It's everyone.
Against Man City, they have turned up, but it's down to injuries. If a couple of these players do get back for the last two, three games, get a bit of minutes behind them into the legs, then we will stand a better of a chance. But, you know, if we're putting Wan-Bissaka in the defence, Casemiro, and then Johnny Evans, who's still not fit, and 35, you know, it's not a good enough team.
I always thought when Johnny Evans signed for Man U, I was just like, why? Why was that a thing?
Again, there was trying to get Kim Min-jae before he went to Bayern, but they just couldn't get their arses into gear to sort out to pay the release clause. And it was a mix with Harry Maguire not accepting the bid to go to West Ham because they had no money. They couldn't afford to pay the release clause.
I'm just thinking, you'd think Harry Maguire would move on as well. Because he's in his final year of contract now.
I think he's got a 1 year add-on still.
Right.
So they could trigger that.
Yeah. I think. So they probably want to trigger it so he doesn't leave on a free at the end, unless they want to carry on paying his wages, which is quite a lot.
Yeah, but I think 180 to 200 a week.
You would think Andy's definitely going to go.
But he's not going to let him go yet because it's his signing. And again, with the first half of the season, with the dramas, you know, the allegations of beating his ex-missus up and that, you know, that's obviously messed him up a little bit.
Do you think it's the players or the manager, the coach?
It's the players.
So it's the players.
When you go back to before Ten Hag took over, so that Ralph Rangnick was an interim manager.
Solskjaer was before that. Yeah. Had the same kind of problems.
Well, that's it. So the downfalls for Solskjaer, which Solskjaer wasn't a coach anyway. He was more of a manager, arm around the shoulder, you know, I'll get your hopes up, I'll get you feeling better and that. The downfalls for him, Ralph Rangnick come in, and as soon as he come out with the statement saying that the club needs open heart surgery, essentially saying half the squad needs to go, the downfalls for him as well.
Mm. Isn't it funny because, you know, they got rid of Ronaldo, and there was made out like he was the problem, but he was just saying, I suppose, what everyone's been saying, that it's never... You can imagine him being on that training ground saying, this ain't good enough.
Yeah, well, since it was still the same treadmill that he was running on when he was 17, you know, obviously there's a problem there. But again, that's because of the owners. They haven't put any money into the club since they took over 17 years ago, I think. You know, literally it rains and it's dripping, leaking through the roof. There's rust everywhere and that. They haven't spent a penny on the ground.
It'd be interesting to see what Jim Ratcliffe does now in terms of his first transfer window.
Yeah.
And if he sticks and twists, and then if he sticks, what they spend, who they sell, and if they get a new manager. So it'd be interesting. Yeah. But I do like the idea of Man U not being in European competition. I know you get the revenue point of view, but
you know, the Europa League for the revenue it's probably going to give you, wouldn't you not have that and warrant just focusing on one, not one league, obviously, because you've got the cups and everything, but you're just taking that
burden away. Doing the same as what Arteta with Arsenal did a couple of seasons ago. But it's just because of the money, because not being in the Champions League, that's 60 to 70 million.
I can understand the Champions League because then you can get better players easy. But like, I think, you know, Europa League, Europa Conference League, is it that much for Man U where they can't go without that for one season?
With how much debt that they're in, yeah. Because, again, but since the Glazers bought the club on debt and they haven't, they've just been paying the interest, essentially. They've not started to pay off any of the debt. So they're essentially in almost £1 billion worth of debt. They still owe clubs for players. I don't even think Lukaku has finished being paying off for, and he's been a Chelsea player again for 3 years or maybe four, even though he went back for a season and then he's been to Milan and all that. You know, Sancho, probably only £20 million's been paid of that, and we've had him 2 years. You know, so it's just an accumulation of too much debt. So for financial reasons, they're going to struggle not being in a European contest. Now, as I say, so Europa, I think that's about 30 million to get. And I think it's 12 million if you're in the conference. And then you get your match day revenue in it as well, which I think I worked it out before. It's like 3 million a game, a home game for them. So they're going to lose out on a lot of money. But it's how much of these deadwoods, not good enough players that can actually sell. So obviously there's a good few players that are end of the contract, so they're just going completely. But yeah, if the logs of, if we can get Sancho off the books, you know, maybe get 30 million for him, which would help with the financial fair play of buying him. Mason Greenwood, if they do sell him, that's pure profit because he was from the youth set up.
Same with Rashford, the class of pure profit.
I'd like to see him go for himself as well, not just because he's not been good enough for United. You know, last season was his best season, but he still wasn't world class. 80 million is well too much. Why they put him 80 to 100 as a price tag for him, I'll never know. I think reasonable, because of his wages as well, would be 40 to 60 million, especially after this season's performance.
The thing is, there's only really one club that will buy him, that's PSG.
Yeah.
Literally, that, I think that's the only option for his PSG. And
it'd be great in the French league, you know, because it's easy.
Yeah, he can walk and do whatever he wants.
So, yeah, if they can sell a lot of players, raise the money, because if they don't, they'll probably have about 100 million to be able to spend because of not earning enough money and all the waste. So,
how much has Jim Ratcliffe said he's going to pull into the club from his own money? I know he's spent 1.5 billion purchasing
a percentage. Just 25%, that's all he's bought. Yeah. So, he was going to put 250 million. Into Carrington, a little bit of a refurb on the stadium until whatever plans come around, whether to build a new one or completely just renovate Old Trafford. So more so on the infrastructure, he's putting 250. Well, saying that, I think half of that was to clear off some of the debt as well. So, because of all the financial fair play, it's still hard for owners to put their own money in to be able to just spend on players. And which, if the new rules do come into play, which I know a lot of clubs voted in favour for. So, essentially, from what I've read about it, it takes the lowest revenue. So, the team with the lowest revenue in the Premier League takes their fee and then times it by four. So let's just say the lowest revenue was 100 million. Every team can spend 400 million then.
Yeah.
But that's just going to cause more dramas, that is, because if they can't afford that, then where's the money going to come to pay it back off. So, I can't see that happening. And then what regulation is going to be around that then? Because, you know, to me, that's a Man City bribing someone to try and get this into motion. So that can chin off all of their 115 charges that are going against them. But then the likes of Everton, Nottingham Forest and that have already had point deductions this season, they ain't going to be able to keep up with any of that. They'll still only be able to spend what money they have. Mm. You know, Everton are struggling until they do find a new owner. The 777 group, they've been trying, but it's just getting dragged on and on, which is a shame for them because the seven groups, they're putting in like 20 million a week or something, or maybe a month, to help pay for wages because literally Everton are bankrupt. So it's not going to look good for them unless they do get the sale over the line. Anyway, Liverpool have bottled it this season. James, appreciate it. I'm glad that he listened to Driving with JD.
I'm glad he enjoyed it.
Yeah, obviously did enjoy it. Otherwise, he wouldn't have listened to all 10 minutes and realised that was my best. keep them coming in, James, mate. You know, we're still going to have to properly get in touch and sort out the undertake. Coming in your ears soon. So we've got a couple of questions. I'll start off with Miles. Will you ever bring back your top fives? Early days, we used to do a few, didn't we? So we did movie soundtracks, movies, crisps. We could do drinks as well.
No, we didn't do drinks. I know we did like stuff like the perfect meal deal and everything like that.
Yeah, like
we should do meal deal, whatever. We should do a top five, but we'll have to think of what it could be.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe biscuits. Or did we cover the biscuits?
I don't think we did biscuits, no. Maybe we could do it again, because I did tell the lovely fans that we're doing a co-driving episode
next week.
So maybe we could get one set up for then. But yeah, Miles, you know, if that's what you want, mate, we'll get one for you. If you got any suggestions, let us know. And then we'll do it on that topic.
Yeah.
Make it easier for us as well. And then another question was, this was from Riley. What was your first clue that you were no longer as young as you thought you were?
See, I've got a few of these.
I'm all ears.
You walk in somewhere and the music's too loud.
So are you on about, like, if you're going into an Asda or a Top Man or...
Or, like, a bar and a club and the music. You know when you have to shout?
Yeah.
When you start hailing that.
Now, to be fair, if you're in a pub, then you should expect there to be some background noise that you might have.
So, but, like, I don't know...
During the day, no. Yeah. But, yeah, if it's a Friday night, then yeah.
Do you know when you have to speak down someone's ear?
Yeah.
When you start appreciating old music, so music your mum and dad used to listen to, and at the time you can't stand, but now I find myself putting on just listening to, that's when you know. And also when you watch documentaries, because I used to hate documentaries as a kid, but now you put a good documentary on, I fucking binge it.
Yeah, so
wait, is it,
there's more, it's just because I'm trying to keep the order in my head. So I know what you're saying about loud noises. That's why, in general, I'm walking around and even if I'm going food shopping, I've got my headphones on, listening to my own stuff. Music-wise, again, because I've pretty much stopped listening to Radio 1 a few years ago.
Yeah, so
switched over to TalkSport, which, again, that's like an old person's thing to do. You know, that's the sports fan's version of going to Radio 2. Or like Radio West Midlands or whatever.
Yeah, I might have to start it more. I might have to say talks, but at the moment, Smooth Country is my number one.
Well, that is, if I've got my DeWalt Salt Radio out the back of the van, that's what it's tuned into.
Because
I've been a country fan for quite a while. And you can't go wrong with a country song. Even one that I actually listened to earlier, he's singing about stealing car parts from a shop that he works at and then building his own car.
A lot of them are about guns,
yeah,
trucks,
yeah,
girls,
yeah,
and mainly beer,
yeah.
And like sometimes it come out and then go into a bar, sometimes it's a combination,
yeah.
But like sometimes, and I love the titles of the song because they just have the wackiest titles, which could just be like, so that one's probably like, I don't know, but it could be like, Stolen Workshop or so it could just do something like that. But
the last line was, I built my car for free.
Yeah, yeah, see what I mean?
So
yeah,
that's probably the name of the song.
Yeah.
but even one of them, the chorus is like, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. But it's a good song.
Yeah.
You know, he's singing about just having a chat with a man in the bar, and then the man dies, and he inherits all his money. And he's thought, yeah.
But you
can't go wrong with country music. What was the third one that you said now? Was that the music one?
So the music your mum and dad used to listen to, used to hate as a kid, but like Elvis and stuff like that. But no, you put Elvis on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we've done that as well, haven't we? Jam into a bit of Elvis. I used to do it a lot when I was living with our other mate as well. Anytime getting ready to go out, which was pretty much every day, a load of Queen blasting.
Yeah, Shania Twain, I used to have it. Do you believe? Was that Celine Dion?
Not a share, any.
Yeah, put that one on there. But like, do you know what I mean? You just kind of vibe out to it a bit more than before. You put 50 Cent on.
Again, yeah, you could do that sometimes now, any. But
I
do. Again, enjoying sleep as well, though.
Yeah,
because when we was younger, we didn't need as much sleep. We'd be like, yes, and up, fucking sound.
And another thing, we find it hard to game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any of the consoles again. I'll try and find time over the weekend. I suppose Sunday is my only day. I did get into a good rhythm. I was playing an hour or so every day and I was doing it. But
just comes so natural. I remember waking up, like, I used to be downstairs 10 o'clock at night. And be like, you know what? I'm sorry, new football manager.
Mm.
Used to go up on the PC, put that shit on. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to be into Milan. I'm going to fucking smash this Serie A.
Yeah.
And I used to play until like 3 o'clock in the morning. Go to sleep, wake up, play all that next day and play for weeks and then.
Yeah.
Just like that. Just get up at 10 o'clock. Nah, 10 o'clock. You think I'm doing anything?
I know.
So it's going to bed.
I'm already in bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, most likely not awake at 10 o'clock because I'll go up probably around 8:30 as an average time. And then, the TV's on and then I'll try and go to sleep, but I don't fall asleep straight away.
The other thing for me as well, I this question about like, when do you know you're getting on? It's like, for me, it's when you start enjoying coffee. Because as a kid, I know you used to like tea, but I used to hate hot drinks.
Yeah, so you always had.
Yeah, so for me, like, maybe that. But there's a few. There's a few more. I mean,
a comfy chair as well, though.
Like, yeah.
Again, we've been like it for years, but going to the pub and actually wanting to find a seat.
Yeah.
So again, not just the pub, if you got like a wedding or whatever, go to christening, a social gathering of sorts, wanting to be one of the first people there just so you've got a table to sit down at, because that's one of the worst things, standing up. So yeah, we've known for quite some years that we're old. Just everything aches all the time as well. Appreciate that. Question from Jess. Who was your childhood celebrity crush?
Oh, okay. So she did tell me about this earlier, and I did have a quick thing. So, I find it hard to fancy people off the TV for some reason, or like, like celebrities. I don't know why.
But so, when you're watching, or like, when you used to watch TV as a kid and that, did you ever put yourself in the position, though?
No, no, but the only time it's ever happened was a Spice Girl. Two times, but one was a Spice Girl. Can you think what Spice Girl he was?
Well, it was Jerry for me.
And he was, yeah.
It was just because, she was a girl. I only heard it the other day. So before the Spurs goal, she fucking paid for it, getting a tit out of her. I don't know.
Sure, I didn't know
yeah.
that. But,
that's from our memory, I have to Google that.
That's the only one I can remember at, and when I was probably about maybe a little bit older, it was Buffy. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah, I never really got the Buffy one.
But them two, I mean, as I said, I've always found it hard to... I don't know why that is.
Yeah, I think... So for a lot of men, I was going to say lads, but we are men, we're adults, of our age, our generation, it was Kimberly, Pink Ranger, and Power Rangers was kind of the first one. But, I mean, we were still too young to properly really kind of get that. So the first proper one for me was in Smallville, really Lana Lang.
Right. How old would you have been
in Smallville, come on? So it was as we was getting into secondary school.
Right.
So, you know, old enough to sort of understand your emotions a bit better.
old enough to enjoy it.
Again, I don't know the actresses now. I probably should have got that up, really. She was Lana Lang in Smallville. And then, did you ever watch Chuck?
No.
So, Zach... your man who's Shazam.
Oh, yeah, I know you're talking about, yeah.
His breakthrough TV, solo TV show was called Chuck. And, so it was a program that was downloaded into his brain called The Intercept, and it gave more spy knowledge and all that. So he worked with the CIA and this and that. So I think like season two or three or whatever, she comes in that as well. And I remember because Smallville had finished, or she wasn't in Smallville at that point, because again, that's years old. But she's come into it, and like, I remember it all flooding back. I was like, oh shit, yeah, it's Lana. I'm like, oh yeah, it. Which that was a polite term back then. Which I'm going to move on to something else now. But I do just want to say thanks for the emails. Yeah. Keep coming in. And as I say, I will get onto the hotline, WhatsApps and that next week. It's just my fault. I forgot the phone. So that reminded me. So scrolling through TikTok the other day, as you do, not much else to do when you're sitting on the toilet, really, is there?
Mm. Do you remember when people used to read, well, men used to read the paper?
I used to enjoy getting a paper.
And the thing is, and I think this is why men sit on the toilet for so long now, is because once you start the paper, you have to finish the paper.
Yeah.
Before you clean yourself. That's why I think men, it's just genetics now. That's what takes so long. You don't, when you're looking through the paper, you don't stop a page and go, I'm done. I'll read the rest later. No.
Yeah.
All the way through, the agony aren't, it was always the best part in the show.
Yeah,
and I always think some of them was fake. But
the ones in the Daily Star, they were all fake.
Someone like two lads were just like, yeah, we'll fucking do it. Yeah.
I was banging my best mate's mum. I fell for her. I don't know what to do. Fucking stop lying. That's what you need to do. TikTok. There was a video. So this woman, just a standard sort of Karen, but she's walking down the road and she's moaning, she's doing this video, why this man in a white van has just drove past me and beeped, and I don't know why they think it's acceptable. You know, what am I going to do? Be all excited that a white van man has just beeped at me. So obviously he's bibbing to go, right, bab, just a little bit of a gesture to say, I appreciate the way you're
a little bit of malaggression.
Yeah, and so this is one of the things that's wrong with women these days. But there's nothing wrong with a bit of, just a bit of catcalling, the old, all right, darling, looking all that.
Do people actually catcall anymore?
I don't know, to be honest. Well, probably not because, it's sort of got banned with that Me Too movement, didn't it? But I was watching the video, I'm thinking, just appreciate that someone has took the time to give you, you're looking good there, bab. She didn't need to be all upset about it.
No, she didn't. I don't know about that, Joe, actually.
Look, I'd get it if he was hanging out the window saying, get your rat out. But he didn't. She says he's just beeped at her.
I think if anything, it's more the scared, like, not that they're going to do anything, because you know, if you're walking down the street and someone beeps you, you have that little jump, penny.
If I hear it these days because of the sound of my headphones. But like,
you imagine, beep gives you that little, because you're like, are the big men to get out of the way? What's going on? So I think that initial shock, they're not, what do they want me to do? Little cheers, Lance.
Yeah, that's what you should have done. Well, thanks. Yeah,
cheers. Little appreciate wave. That.
Maybe get a tits out to him or something. No. But she just went on a bit too hard. Just appreciate the gesture. That's all I'm saying.
Is it because you were a van driver?
No. I mean, it did strike a nerve that she did say white van man. But, no, like, there's nothing wrong with it. Now, I understand when these boy racers are revving their engines and that. Now, that's not something that's going to, well, I'm assuming here, I don't know because I'm not a female, but to me, that's not something that's going to get the woman's attention and think, oh, yeah, he's got a loud car. I'm going to have to give him my number. So it might be different. I don't know. But, just appreciate the gesture is all I'm saying. You know, if they were shouting obscene things, like, you know, I'd love to spunk all over your face or whatever, again, she might be into that. I know some people are, but, you know, just appreciate, you know, essentially, that's all it is just a beep beep, you're looking good, bab. Just, that's it, it's fine.
But I suppose it's one of them, like, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. If they're that confident to beep, do you reckon they'd be that confident if there was an aisle out? To go up to the lady and go, I think you're beautiful. If I was driving past you, I'd give you a little B.
So, most likely, it was an older gentleman.
Because of the beeping.
Yeah. And because the younger generations haven't got the balls to do that. Now, if they could be on Tinder and give a virtual
a little beep, beep, beep,
then they'd probably do that. But not in real life, no.
Also, just in case you topped on that, is, you know, using about like these people that rev the engines.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that any car that's loud, so like a Ford Focus, Ford Fiesta, you know them cars, where they've put what is it down, pop to make it sound, always smoking a fucking vape.
Yeah.
Done one the other day, went out with the missus, and we was going to grab a coffee, and there was one of those cars in front of us. He won't afford it, but like, it had the racing stripe down in the middle.
Yeah.
Louder than it needed to be for that car. I went, we got a vape. Fucking did.
It's because you just said a cloud.
And they're holding the vape. Holding the vape on the steering wheel. Yeah. Like it's a core thing.
Yeah.
Like, they got the box of chewing gums next to them in the fucking cup holder. Like, fucking hell.
To be fair, I have all chewing gums in the cup holder.
Yeah, but like,
because I've got nowhere else to put them in.
When I think of like boy racers, that's what I think. Vape, fucking chewing gum in the cup holder.
Yeah.
Sorry,
does DJ Treason still have a car like that?
No.
I mean, he had to grow out of it at some point, didn't he?
Yeah.
Feel free to Google him if you want. Well, again, does he still do it?
No.
Probably not on Google then. Right, so that was the TikTok thing. Now, an interesting thing happened to me the other week as well. I wanted to talk about it last week, but as we've established, you got bummed off. So,
can I just say, no, I would never ever get pegged. It's just one, I'm open to a lot of stuff, but that would just be no.
I was expecting you to listen to it, and I was waiting for a phone call like earlier in the week.
I couldn't move. And, to be honest, I wasn't too sure if you. I know you said, because you was like, I might do one. I wasn't too sure that you actually did do one.
Yeah, because again, I recorded while driving on the Saturday.
Yeah.
But then trying to upload, because I've recorded on my phone, trying to upload it to the laptop, it was just having a mare, so it took me a long time to get done, basically. But now I know how to do it a more efficient way. So for driving with JD, part two, going to be out quicker. So, yeah, the other week, Arsenal and Tottenham had just finished. So it was a Sunday. And I was like, right, take the dog out for a walk now. So, as I've said numerous times already this episode, headphones are on. Mm-hmm. I'm listening to, I think I was listening to United Stand actually. But yeah, walked through the park and that. And as I'm getting down towards the end, I can see this again, white Fiesta, tinted windows, windows down, probably about 2 inches. And this ball gazer sitting in there. I see him messing around with his phone and that. And as I've stopped because I'm about to cross the road and that. So I've stopped, looked around. As I've faced towards him again, as I'm about to cross the road, he's undone his window. And I'm thinking, oh, here's another one. Because, you know, my dog, he is a head turner, isn't he? You know, he draws attention to people. And so I do get a lot of people wanting to have a conversation. But if the headphones are on, they should take the hint. So that's what I'm thinking. Someone else wants to ask a question about a dog. And he did, his gesture, take your headphones off. So I did. Fucking thought, you're all right, mate. He goes, yeah, why? Is everyone walking past me with headphones on, tracking me? I thought, what? He says, you and all these other people are walking past me with your headphones on, tracking me, tracking what I'm doing. But what do you want about, mate? I'm listening to a podcast, walking the dog. He's all, no, you ain't. Watch, I'll turn this on now. And if the light goes red, means you're tracking me. So for a little added context, he's parked right by the hospital and there's all the masts in the hospital, you know, obviously sending signals. We've got the air ambulance on the hospital and that as well. So they need to send radio signals around to communicate with, like, 999 and the ambulance and stuff. So
what piece of equipment would be like if this turns red?
It was like essentially just like a little walkie-talkie thing, like a little black box. And as he's flicked the switch on, the light shines red.
Mm.
And apparently that meant that I was tracking him. And I laughed and I was like, I don't know what you're on about, mate. Look where you are. Obviously, it's going to turn on. And if you're that paranoid that you think some people are tracking you, you buy stuff like that. And it's gonna show. People are just looking out for suckers like that, basically. So you're buying something like that. It's gonna.
Yeah.
It's like trying to find messages on your partner's phone that are gonna piss you off. You're gonna find them. Like, it could be something fucking, you know, non-important. But if you're looking for it, you'll find it. So I'm getting a bit irate as well because he's like, "No, you're fucking tracking me." I'm like, "Why would I be tracking you?" Because I don't know, you tell me. I was like, no, you tell me. You're the one that's paranoid, mate. You need to fucking give your head a wobble and fucking chill out because I'm just walking my dog. And look, real, really deep with fucking Eddie. And I've carried on walking. Got about fucking 50 metres away from me. I'm like, fuck this dickhead. So I've stopped. I've turned around. So I'm facing. The dog's sniffing the wall or whatever anyway. And I'm pretending to text on my phone. And like, I'm staring at the car. And then I fucking turn back around and I'm still rattled. I'm thinking, well, I'm going to fucking walk down here, go around the block, come back through the park. And in my head, I'm like, I'm going to walk up to him. Don't worry, mate. I've told them that you're on to us. They're not going to fucking bother you now. And I was hyped up for it. I'm like, yes, I'm going to ruin his fucking day. And walk down. He'd already drove off, hadn't he? So,
what did he look like, this geezer?
Just a white geezer, bald head. Similar to the old original Crystal Maze host.
Ah.
Yeah. You know, so obviously he's been smoking too much weed or fucking having too many fucking drugs of some sort. And he's just paranoid. And as I say, if you're sitting by all these electrical devices and your device is meant to pick up on radio waves or whatever, then it's going to fucking shine up, any. Otherwise, I'm that much of a secret agent that even I didn't know I was a secret agent. So, yeah, fucking just really dumb head in there. And I'm assuming anyway, but most of is because I stood there and pretending that I was texting, that he saw me and he's thinking, oh, shit, they're on to me then. I better go. Fucking dickhead. But I've been keeping an eye out because I'm waiting to see him again, man.
It's a bit strange for a Sunday afternoon, ain't it?
Literally. You know, I'm in a fucking a grey tracksuit. My hair's down. Headphones are on. In a world of my own, just trying to walk the dog. You know, I don't want to speak to people at the best of times. And for that to go on, just ruin my fucking, well, that hour, ruin the walk. It was when I got back, I carried on drinking. But yeah, Yeah, just.
I'd love the story to be that you was that laggard.
No, I haven't started drinking at this point.
No, I was even there.
Because I was doing stuff in the morning. Then I, because I didn't even really watch much of the Arsenal Tottenham game. I started prepping dinner and that, and then so I listened to the rest of the game. It finished, and then I was like, "Well, yeah." Take the dog out. Then, as I got back, carried on cooking food and had a couple of drinks. Now, while we're on food talk, smooth transition there. I got a sandwich question for you.
Go on.
Now, how do you cut your sandwich?
Down the middle.
So, you have the top of the loaf and the bottom of the loaf, and you cut it horizontal. Each half, one half is the bottom, one half is the top.
Yes.
So, that's a standard way.
And then, well, I do like the triangle, man. I need to do a good triangle sandwich. Yeah. Like the mini triangles.
Yeah, so a four-way triangle. The missus has just a triangle straight in half that way as well. A lot of the time, I don't even put my sandwich.
I'll just have
it whole. Because again, depending on what's in it, I like to eat all the outside and then work my way to the middle. Because then you know that you've always got a big, like meaty, cheesy bit, whatever the thing is, you know that you're getting all of it in that bite. But I saw a game changer the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So this new trend, I don't know why it's being called a trend, but people have started cutting their sandwiches in Y's. So just imagine your sandwich, so you got your curved top of the loaf, and then you got your square bottom.
Yeah.
Now, a capital Y. Put the capital Y right in the middle of that.
Okay.
So essentially, you have your curve at the top, and then you have
The piece there, then you have the two pieces here.
So you curve top of the loaf.
Yeah. Ends with up a looking with a point.
Yeah. So it ends up looking like an ice cream cone shape, essentially. Yeah.
And then you have
Then you've got your two angled off rectangles on the bottom.
Why though?
Well, apparently it's different. This is what all these people are saying.
But it's like an extra cut. Because like what I'm trying to say
I think it's going to be an awkward way to cut the sandwich, personally.
And it's an extra cut because you cut it down the middle or corner to corner, it's one. Double up for the triangles, it's two cuts. To do a boy, it's
going to be three cuts. Yeah. But with the four-way cross, sometimes that is three cuts because you're doing corner to corner. And then depending on the consistency of your sandwich and how good your bread is, you can't always do the optic corner to corner. Sometimes you have to do corner to middle and then spin it corner to middle again.
Right.
So that's potentially three cuts as well. But yeah, apparently it hits different because...
But why?
I don't know. I've not tried it yet. So I'm going to have to try it.
It just seems...
But I think because you're getting three bites of full filling, so you... Whatever your ham and cheese, let's just say, you're getting three centre bits. I think that's what I'm thinking, that it hits different.
Right. Okay.
But then, to me, you're getting three lots of crust. Now, I do love a crust. I like a crusty loaf, not a crusty foot. And, I don't mind. Because, again, if I go to the cap and I buy a sausage, egg and bacon sandwich, bit of brown sauce, bit of pepper, runny egg as well, got to be runner. I'll eat the bottom half of the sandwich first.
Sorry, you know, for American listeners, that's sunny side up.
Yeah.
Just.
Wait, sunny side up. So is that still runny as well? Though?
So, I'm just going.
I know they flip it a lot.
So when we went to America, it was like, "How do you want your eggs?" And they said, and we was like, "We just doing like runny," and I was like, "Didn't understand what it meant." There was like, so we kind of told them, like, you know, and there was like, sunny side up. Like, yeah. So I might be wrong, but I was just saying that for the American audience out there.
Because again, some people, you know, won't say any names, but my missus will do it sunny side up, but still overcook it that it's not runner.
I
don't know, like, for someone, how she can get it so wrong either way sometimes. Because sometimes it will be, as say, sunny side up, but it's not runny. Or she undercooks it. So you know when you still see the clear egg essentially on the top, that fucking makes me feel sick, that does. So I have to like, slowly take the egg off the sandwich when she does that. But yeah, so I'm going to try you and see what it's like.
I just don't get the benefit. It's just a sandwich. So yeah. Like, you know, when you eat the sandwich whole, it's just the same as if you was to cut any direction. It's the same.
It is.
It's more of a visual.
Yeah, mainly when I don't cut the sandwich, it's because I've not made the sandwich on a plate. So, you know, when I've made the sandwich to go to work, I've not made it on the plate. I've made it sharp in the tin foil or whatever to wrap it up. And so if you cut through that, then you're compromising the tin foil underneath. Mm. Or if you're putting it in a plastic bag, you're compromising that material. So it's not going to stay fresh enough. So that's what I'll do. But as I say, because I like to eat around the edge as well, and then you're getting the full meaty goodness on the inside there.
What sandwich are you going to have when you try this?
I'll probably have a grilled cheese toaster, or maybe a ham and cheese, something like that.
Ooh.
No, no, as a toasty still.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Or, actually, I know Sunday I'm going to be doing myself a bacon sandwich, so maybe I'll try it there.
Bacon, yeah.
Yeah, try it with that. But that would mean I'd have to get a loaf of bread, because I've got some other... like baguette style cobs in the cupboard, so I was planning on doing that. I don't know, I'll see. I'll try it, and when I do try it, if I remember, I'll let you know.
See what the hype's about.
Yeah. So that was that. There was another TikTok video that I saw as well. Now, imagine you're getting married.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the when the bride throws the bouquet over her shoulder.
Yeah.
So this was the video. They've done it a little bit different. So essentially, it was like a padlock. So the bouquet was in a box, and all the women have been given a key.
Okay.
And so they've got to open it up, and then so whoever's got the lucky key gets the bouquet instead of throwing it. But it was rigged. So it was a specific lady was given this key, so it would open, and then as she's got it, her fella was on one knee behind her, and then proposing. So it's all nice and romantic and that. Fuck that shit. I'd be so pissed off because it's my wedding day. There shouldn't be anyone else trying to take the stage off of our day.
But is he taking it? Yeah. Or is he adding?
No, it's not adding.
Do you remember thinking Rob's wedding? Yeah, I got engaged there as well.
Like, yeah. Annoying.
You think
selfish?
So?
It's selfish, that is.
But just, I suppose it just depends on what kind of people you are. Like, this obviously.
No, I should have asked your missus this question actually, because she'd appreciate what I'm saying there. Because it's more than like woman's
your
day.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's your day, but it's like, obviously they must have approved it.
Yeah, obviously they are. Yeah, they've done it. All. They've planned it together. But nah, I wouldn't.
You don't think it brings more love?
No.
Okay.
There's already enough love there. Yeah. And there was more love at mine because I didn't allow kids at mine. So everyone was having a good time. So, I wouldn't have approved that. I would have been like, nah, propose before or after, not during my day. So, yeah, wanted to get that one out. There's a new scam going around as well. Taxi drivers. So not the Uber ones, just a general taxi driver, you know, old school one, black cab or whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, in the middle above the windscreen, there's the old meter that tells you what the fee is going to be. With the black cabs, they always used to have, well, so if there was four passengers, they'd put the number four, so they'd charge more than that. So what these taxi drivers are doing now is they're putting one of those in so the person sitting in the back of the taxi can see what they think they're getting charged. But that's not the actual fee. So most of the taxi companies now have it like as an Uber-style system.
Yeah.
So let's just say it should be £6 for the fee, and it doesn't matter what that meter says or how long it's taking to get there. It should be that fixed fee. But they're turning the meter on. So if it should be £6, the meter says £7.80. So they're keeping the change off of that. Or if it's a bank transaction, so the paying by card, that extra fee they put as a tip.
Right.
Before they hand you the card reader, they'll put it, and then that's a tip for them. So they get bonuses. So it's crafty.
Yeah.
You know, the cost of living crisis going on, and you've got taxi drivers robbing everyone. So stick to Ubers.
Yeah. At least you need to do.
Yeah. Now, I can see you're struggling a little bit. Been struggling all week after not being bummed to death. I'm tired and anyway. I've been working out in the sun all week. It's been a long week. It's actually had a bit of a mini heat wave here.
I wouldn't know, but I think I went out Thursday for the first time and saw the sun. I was a bit like, it probably rained now. I'm getting better.
It's meant to be nice the rest of the weekend and then raining again from next week. I know all of the people in my area have made the most of it. You know, that's all I've smelt all week is just barbecues. And then I've been working out in it all week as well. Not working out, you know, gym-wise or anything. I've been working outside, grafting, painting all these windows, refitting, sorting out doors and stuff. So I'm exhausted.
You know, because by the weather, last Sunday we went to the Cotswold Zoo. Wildlife. It's not a zoo. They didn't call it a zoo, but anyway, nature reserve. I don't know. Anyway, the whole drive there, sunny. Bam, sunny. Half a mile away, traffic. We're trying to get into this one place because where the location is.
Yeah.
It took us over an hour to get half a mile into it. Parked the car up.
Started raining.
Didn't start to rain. It just went really cold. Then I had to get the jacket out. Went around for an hour, started raining. Like, clipping in an hour in the sun.
Yeah. Could have done it this week. Terrible. But to be fair, bank holiday weekend as well, though, weren't it? So that's why it was as busy as it was. Because you think if it wasn't a bank holiday weekend, you wouldn't have been stuck for an hour in that last half a mile. So that hour, you would have done the lap around.
The thing is, I don't know what took so long. Like, logistically, all it was is a right. It don't make sense. But, like, I was just like, if it gets like this every time, then they just put lights in and just fucking sort it out. But have you ever drove through the Cotswolds?
I've drove through it work-wise and that, yeah.
It's nice, isn't it? After the first time I've actually drove through, it's really nice.
Yeah, it is tighter.
Yeah.
Well, on the episode of Driving with JD last week, if you haven't listened to it, by the way, check it out. Short and sweet. Because, again, driving through the countryside, didn't have a clue where I was going. Luckily, while I'm recording on my phone, I could still have the sat nav up at the same time. Drove past Twycross Zoo. I was like, oh shit, that's there. Well, I haven't been there since I was keeping promise or something. Might check it out one day. I did see the other day, maybe yesterday, it would have been a TikTok video. There's a monkey zoo, so not like a normal zoo, but you go in. And like a park, and you just go and have a picnic and whatever, and the monkeys come over and just chill with you.
But I think this one was busy because you can take animals into this wildlife zoo, whatever it is. So Alfie got to see a rhino, some zebras.
And did he love you?
No, he didn't actually. It was just too busy for him. Mate, you know what the worst thing was? Went to get a coffee. Waited about 45 minutes to get a coffee.
Nah, man. Couldn't have it. Nah. Well, going to the pub and waiting 45 minutes for a pint as well.
New Year's Eve, them ones.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
But the last time I did it was when I was doing the DJing. And so I just remember sitting there with my own bottle of JD and Coke next to me in the little ice tub and just watching it just four or five deep at the bar minimum all night long. I was glad that I had my own drink.
That's another thing, queuing. You know, it's the questions, queuing for beers. Like, used to get on with it now. Fucking queues be long.
Well, the last time I got annoyed with that, it was my brother stag do, weren't it? I remember standing there, I'm like, why? Why am I standing there? And so you end up getting yourself two drinks then.
Yeah.
You know, or if you can get a tray and there's enough room to move around, get yourself a few beers.
Yeah.
Fucking Haiti. God. Well, yeah, I'm dying for a beer. yeah, so once we get back. Next week, Ash and JD on tour. We're off to Liverpool.
Yeah. We've got the remember all the messages on the farm. We'll bring that. If we can think of a top five, one that's worth putting out, we'll get that.
Yeah, we'll try and think of one. But if any of you people, you lovely listeners, have got a suggestion as well, send it in as quick as you can. Because if I don't see it until Friday or Saturday morning, we've got less time to prepare and get our answers together. Just because I haven't read them, don't get disheartened. Please send in more of the WhatsApps. Again, all the numbers, email address and all that, they're on the description, but realtalkingpod@gmail.com. Hotline is 07470-488-096. There's people following on Twitter, but I've never had any messages. Well, I have had DMs on there, but it's people follow and then it's these bloody bot ones where it's links to porn sites and whatever. I'm like, God's sake, why? There's me, seeing a notification thinking, oh, new follower, and then it's just one of these stupid ones. Yeah. It's funny though, because they'll send the message saying, hi, Ash, I want to talk or whatever. Click the link so we can have a private conversation. And a few of them just thought, sorry to disappoint you, it's JD. I never get a reply. But if any of you do want to, follow us, it's at Ash and JD. Links are in the description. Keep the messages coming in. Hope you enjoyed it as always. And keep it real. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's waiting, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny. You can't deny. You can't deny.